Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Goodness gracious alive, that is the sound of rock cracking, and you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and you're listening to us, like I said, on WebTalkRadio.net. And guess what? The Democrats had their first debate. The first presidential debate was last week, and did we learn anything? Well, what does Doc Holliday know? Well, I know this. I don't like to watch fantasy films or horror flicks, so I didn't watch it. I didn't see the Democratic debate live, but I did go back because I owe it to you, the listeners, to listen over some of the Democratic sparring. I mean, there wasn't really any give and take. I mean, where was there anybody that really wanted to fight Hillary Clinton? I mean, they just, and everybody said, oh, well, Biden won't get in now because Hillary did so good. Was that a debate? We got highlights. We do have highlights of the first Democratic national debate. And Doc Holliday will give you some comments on this week's show. Before we do, did you see last week? And I have to continue to talk about, because we've had these shows about what happens when America does not lead. And we call it leading from behind, and the failed foreign policy of this administration. And is it leading us to war? Is there a proxy war going on even now? What's going on in Syria? Well, it just gets worse for the policies of this administration, the White House. Now, let me play you something that we heard just not long ago from our president and our good new friends in Cuba. All the nirvana of holding hands and singing Kumbaya with the Cuban communist dictator.
We've already seen members. There are those who want to turn back the clock and double down on a policy of isolation. But it's long past time for us to realize that this approach doesn't work. It hasn't worked for 50 years.
So with that announcement, President Obama talked about a new diplomatic relation, a new era with Cuba, because we have such good friends. He knows the Castro brothers, evidently. He can trust the Castro brothers, evidently. And he believes what Cuba is doing is good for its people. So we're going to have trade with Cuba. We're going to give them money, and by trade they'll make money, not the individuals in Cuba, but the Cuban government owns the hotels, the tourist attractions, and they want Americans there so they can make more money to do what? To train soldiers to drive Russian tanks in Syria. Now, Barack Obama has been telling us for years that Assad's days are numbered. He's going down. That's what President Obama has said for the past 3 years or more. And he said America's instituting policies. Even we've been accused of getting guns to al-Qaeda. And now we know that ISIS, when they came across, they captured billions of dollars worth of American military equipment. And we've helped fund ISIS, evidently, because we left so much over there for them to pick up. But now, insult after insult by Vladimir Putin to our president. We've talked about it on this show. Our president shows weakness. Putin shows strength. And what did Doc Holliday say just a couple of weeks ago? I said, watch Vladimir Putin. I said, what he's doing in Syria, Iran, the Middle East, what he's doing in the Crimea and the Ukraine. I said, he wants to stick President Obama in the eye. I said, watch on in the Western Hemisphere. I said, South America, Venezuela, somewhere, Putin is going to do something. And guess what? He's using Cuba to stick Obama not only in the eye, but kicking him too. I mean, this is, you talk about President Obama. We just played when he's talking about the new diplomatic relations. We got an American ambassador down in Cuba. They put a Cuban ambassador to the United States. We're friendly with this dictator, the communist dictator who suppresses and does not give freedom to the Cuban people. And what does our communist dictator friend, Raul Castro, have? What does he do for President Obama now that they're good friends? He sticks Obama in the eye because Vladimir Putin probably told him to. Vladimir Putin is now, this is reported last week, that Cuba is sending possibly one of the top generals, but they're sending Cuban troops. Why? Because they're trained to drive Russian tanks. So now we got Cuban troops in Syria. And this is what happens when we decide to make it easy on Cuba. When we decide after 50 years, Barack Obama decides America needs a new policy. So now we're helping Cuba to make money. They're using their money to train Cuban soldiers to drive Russian tanks in the Syrian civil war to prop up the dictator that President Obama said was sure to fail. We got Russians bombing the American trained military forces, the ones the Americans want to win against President Assad. The Russians are not only bombing, now they're using Cuban troops to drive Russian tanks, evidently. And so what does President Obama has to say about that? Well, you don't put him on 60 Minutes because they're not going to ask any tough questions on 60 Minutes. He was on there a couple of weeks ago. Tough questions? No. Not at all. But I will say that I don't want to keep going to the failed foreign policies every week of Barack Obama, but it gets from worse to worse to worse. What could be more embarrassing? What can show more weakness than when you reach out and give the olive branch and of peace to Cuba? And then instead of listening to the President of the United States, you have Vladimir Putin who comes in and says, won't you help us out with some troops? You know Russia has soldiers that will drive and handle Russian tanks. But he wanted to stick Barack Obama in the eye, not only in the Crimea, not only in the Ukraine, not only in Syria, not only in Iran, but President Putin of Russia. Vladimir Putin is now going to the Western Hemisphere, 90 miles from the United States, and getting troops from Cuba to do the exact opposite of what President Obama wants done in Syria. And that's our good friends, the Cubans. So welcome to failed foreign policy 2.0. Failure after failure. And that leads us to what we're going to talk about, the presidential debates were last week. And I must say that there was a song the debates reminded me of. This being a month of October, I remember an old song growing up, and it just reminded me so much of the Democratic debate for president, for the nomination of the Democratic Party. See if you remember this song, and see if it reminds you of the presidential debate. Yes, that was the old song. If you grew up at a certain time, you may have remembered it being played, the Monster Mash. And it talked about who was at the party at the Monster Mash. Well, it said the zombies, and it said Wolfman and Dracula and his son. Well, I guess you talk about zombie, it probably has to be The Walking Dead. Hillary Clinton. And then if you talk about Wolfman, you just have to look at Bernie Sanders and say he'd make a good Wolfman. And then if you look at Dracula, I think that'd have to be O'Malley and his son, Senator Webb. How about that? Dracula and his son. Well, yes, that's enough. Maybe I painted too much of a picture. Let me go ahead. Let's play some clips, and I'll be giving you some Doc Holliday's commentary. Let's take it away.
There is certainly a lot of excitement in this room tonight.
I'm very proud that over my almost 30 years of public service, I have had no scandals.
Former Governor of Maryland, O'Malley, has no scandals in his career, also has no name recognition. Maybe he needed some scandals. Go ahead. Let's listen to Bernie Sanders.
Today in America, we have more people in jail than any other country on earth. African-American youth unemployment is 51%. Hispanic youth unemployment is 36%. It seems to me...
Well, Bernie Sanders, it seems to Doc Holliday, maybe you need to look and see who's been president for the last 7 years. And why is African-American employment so high? Why is unemployment so high? Why hasn't something been done in 7 years? Seems like we need to kick out the Democrats and put in somebody who knows how to run an economy.
But for me, this is about bringing our country together again. And I will do everything I can to heal the divides. The divides economically, because there's too much inequality, the racial divides, the continuing discrimination against the LGBT community, so that we will work together. And yes, finally, fathers will be able to say to their daughters, you too can grow up to be president.
Well, Mrs. Clinton, I've always told my daughters they can grow up and be president of the United States, and they don't need to have someone like Hillary Clinton to be a mentor. Margaret Thatcher, hey, now that's a mentor I could deal with. Hillary Clinton, nope, better go home. Also, I just want to tell you, all this bickering about how bad the economy is, all this bickering about the difference in incomes, what has happened in the last 7 years? Who has caused that? What policies? It's not conservative policies, because conservative policies have been thrown out the window. It must be the progressive left that's causing this divide in America. And so I think we need to throw the Democrats out of the White House.
Just for the record, are you a progressive or are you a moderate?
I'm a progressive, but I'm a progressive who likes to get things done. And I know how to find common ground, and I know how to stand my ground, and I have proved that in every position that I've had.
Well, Mrs. Clinton, you said you stand your ground. Do you stand your ground when you said there was none whatsoever on your email server of classified intelligence? Will you stand your ground, or you say, oh, I made another mistake?
And that is what this campaign is doing.
You don't consider yourself a capitalist, though.
Do I consider myself part of the casino capitalist process by which so few have so much and so many have so little, by which Wall Street's greed and recklessness wreck this economy? No, I don't. I believe in a society where all people do well, not just a handful of billionaires.
Just so let me just be clear, is there anybody else on the stage who's not a capitalist?
When I think about capitalism, I think about all the small businesses that were started because we have the opportunity and the freedom in our country for people to do that and to make a good living for themselves and their families. And I don't think we should confuse what we have to do every so often in America, which is save capitalism from itself.
And Governor Chafee, you've been everything but a socialist. When you were senator from Rhode Island, you were a Republican. When you were elected governor, you were an independent. You've only been a Democrat for a little more than 2 years. Why should Democratic voters trust you won't change again?
Anderson, you're looking at a block of granite when it comes to the issues.
Well, after that exchange, a few things I need to say. First, Governor Chafee, I have to say, well, maybe I made a mistake when we listened to the Monster Mash. Maybe he should have been the son of Dracula. I don't know. But getting back to seriousness, listen, Chafee has been all over the board. And he said, he just said he was a piece of granite when it came to the issues. He's jumped around. There's no doubt about it. You think, why is he on that stage? But let's go back. What did Hillary Clinton say about, was she a capitalist? Well, she said they'd have to save capitalism from itself. No, you don't have to save capitalism from yourself. You have to save people who break the law and cheaters from messing up Wall Street. But everybody wants to point to Wall Street. But you got to make jobs. Bernie Sanders, he wants something where everybody makes equal pay. Did you try the old Soviet Union? Is that the model? You know, you can draw up models. There's something about freedom and the ingenuity of entrepreneurs, the spirit of working hard. And some people forget, you don't just say, I'm going to go out and run this business, and I'll start this business, and I'll write myself a $100,000 check each year. You don't start out. Talk about the years sometimes it takes to get a startup off the ground. Think about the failures it takes to finally get a business that goes right. All those things, you cannot put it into the salary that somebody's making. They may have had 10 failures before they started making money in their 40s and 50s that were maybe humongous successes and became multimillionaires. But most of them are not happening overnight in the 18, 19, 20-year-old range. Yes, there's tech billionaires and millionaires that we all hear about, but there's so many people who put in the hours and the time, the ingenuity and entrepreneurship, and that's what I think some of the socialists like Bernie Sanders and most of the socialists don't count. They think everybody just punches a paycheck, but entrepreneurs work and they sweat and they try things that sometimes don't work. And yes, they should be rewarded for finally getting a business right after maybe 20 and 30, 40 years of trying. That's capitalism. Now, before we get back to the debate, let me remind you, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net, and we're glad to have each and every one of you. We got some new listeners out there, and I want to remind you, you can go back to the archives, listen to the shows. As I started talking about Syria and what's happening there with Russia and Cuba and all these things, go back and listen to the previous shows. And it ties it all in. But I do want to say, yes, it is time to get ready to order books for Christmas. And the best book out there that you can order right now is what we talked about before, Bedrock Truths. It's a book that's called 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. I wrote some of it. Dr. Alex McFarland wrote some of it, and Dr. Alveda King wrote some of it. A very interesting book for these days, and it's a rock-solid book. That's why it's called Bedrock Truths. Get your copy for your friends. Go in and get them ordered. We get them shipped out with free shipping at this point. So get your orders in, and we'll continue to send them out. We appreciate those who've ordered, and now we're ready to get some more out. So go to the front page right there. You can click on the cover of Bedrock Truth. We'll be glad to send you a copy. Now, listen, as we get into the second half, we're going to continue with the Democratic debate. But I want you to understand, I just think the whole debate was very boring. I didn't learn much. And what did the guru say? And what did they say? Hillary Clinton just kicked it out of the ballpark. Or did she hit it out of the ballpark? Well, maybe they're playing soccer. Kicked it out of the ballpark. And Bernie Sanders did okay. And the rest might as well get off the stage. That wasn't very nice for poor Governor O'Malley from Maryland. I mean, he's been working in it. He just can't seem to get any traction. And Jim Webb, who probably has the wisest mind in the Democratic Party as far as looking at what's good for America, he's just, all the progressives just laugh him off the stage. He doesn't have a chance. There used to be conservative Democrats. No more. Not to get elected. Sure not in this party, not to get the party's nomination. And like I said, Governor Chafee, oh, man. What's he doing on the stage? Will he continue to be on the stage? We have to wait and see. But let's continue. Second after the show, we're going to listen to some more of the debate and see what you think. Let's get it going.
For a decade, you said that holding gun manufacturers legally responsible for mass shootings is a bad idea. Now you say you're reconsidering that. Which is it? Shield the gun companies from lawsuits or not?
This was a large and complicated bill.
Secretary Clinton, is Bernie Sanders tough enough on guns?
No, not at all.
Wow. Senator Bernie Sanders, who America's socialist. He's our only socialist in Congress that's been elected in the United States Senate. And he's running for the Democratic ticket. So what's the difference between a Democrat and socialist? Well, they let him run. So, you know, they're pretty close. But isn't it ironic? Isn't it funny that this guy that is America's socialist and far left to the left of the progressives and yet on Hillary Clinton is hitting him on gun control because people like to hunt in his home state of Vermont. Well, and Hillary, which she's just trying to pound back because he's had this surge in New Hampshire and Iowa, and everybody's talking about Bernie. Will it last? Don't think so. But hey, going back to the Monster Mash I played, he'd make a good wolf man. Maybe he'll scare Hillary Clinton a little bit more in October. But let's listen a little more of this debate and take a listen to this.
We can raise our voices, but I come from a rural state, and the views on gun control in rural states are different than in urban states, whether we like it or not.
Senator, it was not about rural. Senator, it was not about rural and urban.
Exactly about
rural. Have you ever been to the Eastern Shore? Have you ever been to Western Maryland? We were able to pass this and still respect the hunting traditions of people who live in our rural areas. And we did it,
Governor,
by leading with principle, not by pandering to the NRA and backing down to the NRA.
Voting record,
and I have an F.
I don't think I am pandering, but you have not been in the United States Congress.
Well, maybe that's a healthy thing.
Check it out. And if you think that...
Now, that was a feisty little Democratic exchange in the debate between Bernie Sanders and Governor O'Malley talking about, hey, Senator Sanders, why don't you come to the western shores of Maryland and talk about rural. And then Sanders set him straight. Well, you have not been in the United States Senate. You just can't do things there in the Senate like that. So, but it's funny to see them going back and forth for a little bit. They seem to hash it out a little, but Bernie sort of set him back and said, you hadn't been in the United States Senate. But let's go ahead and continue on. We got some from Hillary. Go ahead, Hillary.
Secretary Clinton, he's questioning your judgment. Well, I recall very well being on a debate stage, I think about 25 times, with then-Senator Obama debating this very issue. After the election, he asked me to become Secretary of State. He valued my judgment, and I spent a lot of time with him in the Situation Room going over some very difficult issues.
You got the lucky
spot. You know, I have to say I was very pleased when Governor O'Malley endorsed me for president in 2008, and I enjoyed his strong support in that campaign. And
Secretary Clinton, you are going to be testifying before Congress next week about your emails. For the last 8 months, you haven't been able to put this issue behind you. You dismissed it, you joked about it, you called it a mistake. What does that say about your ability to handle far more challenging crises as president?
Well, I've taken responsibility for it. I did say it was a mistake.
Mistake? How about illegal activity? How about classified information? How about how many hackers from Russia, China, wherever, have got your emails and our national secrets? How many? I mean, everybody seems to know your emails around the world, except for probably the citizens of the United States. Hey, I think we need to know what's classified. Was it a mistake? Yes. Was it a criminal offense? Very likely. We'll let the FBI go ahead and conclude their investigations, but my goodness, Hillary Clinton, mistake. Yes. And she was talking about earlier about how President Obama picked her Secretary of State. Well, look at the chaos this world's in. You planted the seeds. You reset the button of the world, and it's the chaos. You thought you were resetting with Russia to build up our relationship with Russia, but you have put seeds of chaos around the world, and we're reaping. And people are weeping because of what American leadership and foreign policy has done. You failed us. You have failed us. And so is your President Barack Obama when it comes to foreign policy. You're a part of the mess, Hillary Clinton.
What I did was allowed by the State Department, but it wasn't the best choice. And I have been as transparent as I know to be, turning over 55,000 pages of my emails, asking that they be made public. And you're right, I am going to be testifying. I've been asking to testify for some time and to do it in public, which was not originally agreed to.
Well, 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 Mrs. Former Secretary of State and Benghazi star, seems like you said it wasn't supposed to be made public, but I wonder what you got up your sleeve, an ace to say, hey, this is another spot for my presidential campaign, very likely. And you, we'll see what happens next week as you go into your hearing. But I would love to hear the truth, but I don't expect it from you. I expect to hear a lot of wasted time, as you are so accustomed to do in your interviews. You talk about what you want and then go on whining on and on, winding like some wind up puppet doll. But we'll see. We will see as the Benghazi hearings continue, and we'll see what you have to say. All right. We got to end up this show right here. Did we get all the clips in? Oh, I'm sorry. We left someone out. Jim Webb, did he say anything? Well, they didn't ask him anything. Well, he got in maybe a little bit. But look, you can go back and listen to that 2.5 hours, and you can listen to it 10 times you want to. Go to sleep, and it may help you put you to sleep. Nothing like Trump and the Republicans. Contrast what's going on. We got old white people running for the Democratic nomination. Oh, O'Malley may not be that old. Chafee. Well, let's say the front runners, old white man, old white woman, socialist. And is that despairing to use that word? Well, they are elderly, very elderly. And what does the Republicans have? Diversity. Look at what we got. 2 Hispanics, an African-American, a former CEO lady who's a fireball when it comes to the debating. There's more diversity than the Democrats can even come close to having. Look what the Republicans are doing. They got Donald Trump. He brings in millions of more viewers. So go listen to the Democrat debate if that's what you want. And take a nap. Go to sleep. May help you go to sleep at night if you have a hard time sleeping. Turn on the Democratic debate. But that's this week's show, because I wanted to let you know we are looking at this presidential race, probably unlike any other show, and we will bring you some of the news coming from the Democrats as is interesting. Will Joe Biden get in? Does Hillary Clinton sail on and nobody ask her about emails? The American people want to know. Maybe they won't ask her till she gets the nomination and gets coronated. Will she be? Will Bernie Sanders just burn into her side and melt her down? A lot to watch, and we'll keep you posted here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, but we will be looking more at the Republican side because it's so much more interesting. Why? Because you got some energetic youth. You got some people who won't go to sleep on the stage. You got some people who are duking it out. Donald Trump duking it out. We got some that are going to have to drop out of the race soon if they don't get traction. They all say, of course, say they're not dropping out, but some are going to have to. You just can't keep running for president if you don't have the money to back it up. And now they're going to run into trouble raising money because there's so many people. But if you're not in that top tier, it's going to be tough to raise the money you need to have to be president of the United States. So I want to thank my listeners all across the country for listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And next week, there's always something happening on the international field now. I mean, how can we leave things out like Cuba troops driving Russian tanks in Syria after President Obama just held out the olive branch and went over there and hugged the Castros and supporting a communist government by lifting trade embargoes, only to get slapped in the face because Barack Obama is being gamed by Vladimir Putin. And I tell you, Putin is just eating Obama's lunch when it comes to foreign policy. We'll just have to cover it, see what he pulls out of his sleeve. But I've told you before to watch the Western Hemisphere. I didn't know it was going to be Cuba. I thought it might be Venezuela. But Putin is turning American policy into a laughingstock. It's a shame, but that's our White House and our administration now. See you next week as we dig more into presidential politics. We got some poll numbers to look at in the Republican field, some fresh new data. So we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.